Welcome to the Occupational Safety Leadership Podcast. My name is Dr. David Ayers. Today, episode 15, we will talk about the forms of hazardous energy associated with the lockout-tagout standard. This is formally known by OSHA under 29 CFR 147, Control of Hazardous Energy. Let's just dive right in. So when we look at the different forms of hazardous energy, it can be multiple sources of hazardous energy, and you can find this on different forms of equipment. Sometimes it's just literally one form of energy, most of the time electrical, that's going to be found there. So one of the things that we're going to talk about, and this is going to go into all the sources of hazardous energy, is the term energized. So it's going to be connected to any energy sources or containing that residual or stored energy. So when somebody says energized, they could also be talking about a pneumatic line, CDA line, if you were going to do nitrogen, if there's a chemical line, if it was energized, that means that it is connected to that energy source. So now let's sit down, now that we've kind of talked about some definitions, let's break down the different energy sources out there. So we have electrical, mechanical, thermal, pneumatic, chemical, both forms, liquid and gas, hydraulic, steam, and then the catch-all other that's out there. Let's break down these. Electrical, so typically we think about a plug that goes right into a outlet. We also know that we can have it hardwired back to a electrical panel. We also know that we can have it hardwired right to a electrical disconnect that's very close to the piece of equipment. The next one, mechanical. And when we think about mechanical, we think about things like gears and sprockets, a pulley motor, a belt conveyor at a warehouse, just something that's going to have that mechanical energy. I think of it as something that has to move, and many times it has a like a tooth on a sprocket that's going to be there, and a gear, and there's going to be a belt associated. Let's look at the next one here, thermal. So most of the time we think about something that's hot, but thermal can also mean that there's something cold too. At all times when we're going to go and do this maintenance, we really have to sit down and make sure that we're bringing it back to a temperature that we can work on. And whether that's just really hot or really cold, it has to be a temperature where the maintenance crew can get in there and tackle whatever has to be done. Let's look at the next one here, pneumatic. So when we think about this, we think about compressed air. You can find that all over the place in our industry. But you can also think about it as compressed gases too. Some of the ones that you'll find in industry, but maybe are not very common, are things like nitrogen and argon. So just something that's compressed down. We almost always think of air, but it can be those other forms of energy too out there. The next one, chemical. So the first thing, we'll look over at the liquids. When we think about the common forms of acid found out there in industry, we have hydrochloric acid and sulfuric acid. When we think about the different bases, the alkalines out there, sodium hydroxide and ammonia are the common ones. Now we'll switch gears and look at it in its gas form then. So when we think about industrial gases out there, there's a lot out there. Carbon dioxide is used in a lot of fire systems to help to smother the oxygen to put the fire out. You could also think about a cylinder of chlorine or ammonia. Ammonia, of course, can also be in a liquid form. So we always have to sit down and understand what form that we're going to go back and isolate to at the same time. The next one, hydraulics. And when we think about hydraulics, it's really kind of defined as confined liquids under pressure made to do work. And if you think about your lifting forklift, you know, the forklift, the hydraulics are under that pressure and you can take the load, you know, up, down, you can drive the load from point A to point B. Hydraulics can also be found on a lot of mobile pieces of equipment. If you were thinking about a backhoe or a front end loader, you can find it in all kinds of shapes and sizes out there. So, and that's another form of energy that we almost always don't think about upfront, but once we really start to break down the equipment and really figure out exactly what's there, it can also be present. Steam is out there too. So steam is still used for heating and HVAC systems. It's also very good for heating of chemical processes because it's not going to introduce a spark and a flame and all that good stuff too. It is becoming less and less common out there in our industry, but still it's something that's very overlooked because it's just kind of something in a pipe. You know, it's not something that we kind of think about. Oh, it's part of this process vessel, and it's all these things. It's kind of like a add-on for the energy. And then finally, the catch-all, and this is where we put things that are definitely energy, but are really not too common out there. When we think about stored energy, it can be in the form of springs, you know. And then when we think about gravity, you know, the gravity is also energy. When you have like conveyors and different things, you know, the gravity, of course, makes them want to go down. It makes the so that's something that once we take away maybe the hydraulics or the air to something now. Well, now of course we have to worry about the gravity of something as it begins to drop or droop back to a neutral state then. So, and that's it for all the forms of hazardous energy associated with lockout tagout. So stay tuned, and in more episodes we'll sit down and talk about the application of lockout tagout. We'll talk about removing of lockout tagout, and we'll just kind of go through the step-by-step process. So thank you for joining me. This is episode 15, lockout tagout, forms of hazardous energy. Have a safe day.